He found a dark place and hid there from the sun. The sun made him visible, and that was bad. The sun made the city visible, and he could not understand what had happened to it at all. So that was bad, too. He had awoken to find some youth wearing outlandish clothes and too long hair standing over him. He thought it was a girl at first, but when he vivified using the youth, the cries showed him he was wrong. There was another girl outside the room, and this one screamed like a girl, but they had looked so similar. Long hair, strange clothes. They had tried to seal the room, and the boy had ended up on the wrong side somehow. He didn't know how that could have happened. He could have worked out possible reasons, but he felt oddly incurious about it. He was born curious, grew curious, valued his curiosity, and expanded his knowledge by feeding that curiosity. It wasn't right not to wonder, but he was oddly incurious as to why that might be, too. The questions were not raised, so they were not answered. The equipment in the room was wrecked or missing. The girl-boy and girl-girl must have done that. In that case, he was pleased he had used the girl-boy for vitatropic distillate. It was what he/she had deserved. The vandal. The Philistine. But the city. What had happened to it? He no longer recognized the streets, and few enough of the buildings. There was a wide road with sleek, fast-moving cars upon it, shiny as insects, swift as arrows, and so quiet. The road itself was far too wide, unlike any road he had ever seen. Ever seen except for in that newsreel he'd seen before the hostilities started once more, a German road, an Autobahn. Oh, that must be it. He had slept through the Germans finally invading, and they had built Autobahnen. That made perfect sense. And the boy's long hair was because he was a refugee, and there were no barbers. Perfect sense. The Nazis had rebuilt Manchester as a city of the future overnight. That was it. It didn't make perfect sense, or any sense, but he was incurious, and the first answer was always good enough. Now he had taken more distillate, again from an odd-looking youth. This one had shorter hair, but a beard reminiscent of Edward Lear's, primped with wax.